journey.
Definitely seen that name on some lists that we just went through.
Thank you. Sometimes on the agenda, I've actually
And I have the agenda friends
you want me to
here.
share it too?
I always go to recent. That's what helps me
Oh, and I'm going to put
when
these
I'm
on
in
the
Google
paper so
Drive.
we don't forget.
Recent is my friend.
Do
Oh.
not I can just do those. That's okay.
Yes.
So we've got minutes. Are we good with the minutes?
We never saw the minutes, I don't think. I never saw it. I haven't seen them.
I wasn't here last month.
Oh,
I think
you asked me about
I thought.
that. Yeah, you missed my apology. I've been sick like every weekend. And that was the beginning of
Sorry, Shamina,
the
you
end.
asked me about
Oh,
that.
it's okay. It's okay. I've been in another place too for the past month. There you go. Yeah, mine certainly don't work when I'm sick.
Oh, I don't
The
know.
amount of brain fog is just like couldn't come up with a word estimate today. I appraisal. I think it wasn't like I couldn't come up with a multisyllabic word. I just
But that one eluded you.
it did.
That
Yes.
search. You have it?
Okay, yeah.
Could you forward it to the library email and I'll post it to you?
Do you want to read the story or should we just approve it? Now we'll approve it. What works for you?
We can still keep it a draft and approve it at the next meeting. I think that should be fine.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, when I first got it,
Oh, February 16th.
January
January.
22 is when we sent it.
Oh, right. It's
So I just
okay. I am not. It's not coming up here.
Oh
Did I
gosh,
do?
this is weird. I was gonna look it up. There's no way.
You're still here.
It's
Thank you.
really
What are we
late.
gonna do without you?
Yeah.
I
Little print, I
think
mean. Well, Mike was home alone and he needed a magnifying glass and he went to a glasses repair kit, a little so he used a little plastic magnifying glass and a glasses repair kit because that was the closest he's come to reading. I mean, he was trying to do his tax our taxes.
special glasses.
I have more. I have two pair. I wore them yesterday.
Those are neat.
I'm thinking, like
Just
the
really
kids do
have
particularly. I mean, me too. I reach in the morning and see what comes out.
I'm like, what's on my dashboard?
Those
Or
are very
no,
nice.
I have to wear them
Yes.
all the time, Finny. I'm a danger to everyone. I mean, if you don't see me with glasses on, it's because I have my contacts on.
Oh,
Because
that's good.
normally.
I think the minutes are fine. I would.
Okay, I'll sign.
Do you want to warrants?
Did you sign?
Yes, I will. Okay, so let's see. We'll look at the supplement donations. That's incredible. Right? That's line three.
Yes.
Right, amazingly, like that's the appeal. No one can explain why the appeal
Well,
is like
Dana
that.
wrote the letter.
She always
I
writes
always do, but I
the
cheat a
letter.
little
It was a more
differently.
personal way. I kind of
What was
ask people I'm always talking to other different people, and I don't know, nobody has an explanation. The only thing I kept with was my initial gut reaction, which is that it's cortisol, which just felt like
Okay,
this was
that's
something we
true.
could do, and I turned the virus and put it public lately.
What was the timing of it?
Not
Did we have it
good.
out earlier or later?
We're not there too late this one.
It was around the same time.
I think that one went like a hair earlier than
But
the
not
other.
enough to make that
Yeah.
impact.
No. So anyway, that's amazing.
But
We're out of this, but there may
we
be
are going to let next year figure out a better list. That's all we know.
Next year I will ask the Sharon Hawken interview for their list
Okay.
because
Dana was great. She actually came for the house. Yeah, that's great.
I just surmised that they have a good list based on the way mine was addressed.
I'll ask Dana about it. She might
Yeah,
recall
and like
your
I've
thoughts.
never donated to them before, so it's not, I think it must be a broader list. There's some other
Is it
lists
Dina or
that
Dana?
Dina.
Okay, love
Other
it. Like,
lists that you use, like but the food shops have a much smaller one. I would not use that. The problem is that there's no, like they don't mail the town report anymore.
right.
So they don't have, they're not, like the town is not going to do
So.
it. You don't want to, in the past we have used old lists, but then you're missing out on all of the people that are going to town.
Yeah, we don't want more of them in if they're not here already.
It's not easy. Okay. So. Fundraising, and we haven't had our major event.
Oh, how's my friend Elliot?
Oh, he's good. He's eating dinner right now.
Well, yeah,
So,
that's his job.
yeah.
One Motivating match. We have
No problem. Wonderful.
okay. We need some bathing packs. Okay,
more
Hybrid supplies, which is
course.
good. Round target with. Hello, grandmas, grandchildren, that's perfect. Nothing else is on journey over. Oh, just a note for the future, the fundraising expenses. So I never ended up submitting receipts for all the printing. And other appeal supplies, but it's probably like 100, maybe like a little bit more. So, I mean, I will print that and like just give it to you guys so you have it, but that would just be something to factor into. I think that I put in
I
when
can't
we
remember
do
either.
food
I know. I
research,
wish we had a
I think
coffee.
that
I was
I
looking forward to
printed
today.
that. But
You
just
would
something
put
to
that
keep in mind,
amazing.
like in the future for fundraising
Shouldn't cut
expenses.
into it. We should definitely tie
I
it.
think that I think when I do that when I leave the budget.
Right. Were you thinking ahead, like, oh, I won't be doing this next year?
Well, I don't know that I had done the ones that I had done
Oh, if you even
printing
knew how much it was,
before.
yeah.
We did 1100
Ooh.
in the
Okay, so
bank.
you did not enough.
Happy,
Oh,
happy.
so and then we made it like mailing it. So I put a little note on the side of your printing and mailing the annual appeal in FY26 in broccoli. So anyway, so that makes sense. That's why I needed to know you. Okay, doing. So obviously, we'll be
Wow,
taking
so
care of that.
that, you know, just it makes you think with the annual appeal, that's getting
It's
up.
a
That's a
lot. I know.
lot.
And that's something that I talked with Select Board about in December was like, yeah, I didn't know at the time how much we were going to make, and I was feeling somewhat demoralized. Like, is it really worth to do all this work to put this thing out and then, make back, I don't know, twice what it costs,
Right,
right?
with
And
all
we're
that
not
work
even
into
considering like the labor. But it very much was. We'll see what we get this year. I have not heard from anybody at the town saying that we're not publishing our budget as is in the town hall.
it's right there. Yeah, we can see. We can. I mean, that's where I could have looked for our budget. All
I need
right,
a town report.
girl. Who wants
I'd like
one?
one. Oh, I would definitely. I'll
Okay.
take one.
All
They want
there's an
Are we
addendum.
blitzing you if we take them all?
No. I have more. There's an addendum about the.
We want to too.
Yeah, for the
And
absentee ballot, if you like.
we also really need to short
I mean, I
in
can't vote in
the
this.
blue bag over there by the stacks. Oh. We need to do that needs to vote. We need to
Yes.
vote. You really, really, really need to vote
Yes.
this year, maybe more so than other years. At our
You
meeting.
mean like
To
on the floor or
no, you're
Australian ballot?
yeah, the
Yeah.
Australian, but we need to early.
We're being recorded, so
So that's all I would
yeah.
say is you really
You
need to
should
vote.
vote. Yep, it's a responsibility.
And if you're not
Oh,
sure who to
sorry. Oh,
vote
sorry.
for, you should put yourself in touch with the person and figure that out. Yeah, so it's
65?
65,910,000 is what I had in my
Oh,
worksheet. It's probably just
interesting. Okay.
oh no, sorry, 65,880
What page?
is our 45
Yes.
is
Okay,
what I
thank
have for the programming operating expenses. I think for some reason like it just kind of like it didn't come out like perfectly even. So
I
like
had it
here.
wrong though. That means you grew it more than 72%.
Wow. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's true. Right. That's
yeah.
true.
So anyway, the transfer from the general fund is exactly what we had proposed. So we'll see. So as long as it's okay. So well, as long as everybody who actually reads through this recognizes the value of the library.
Invaluable.
Okay, so everything else here is the And well, we can talk about that because everybody good?
Yep. Thank you. Okay. We were up, our stats were up for January. Everything is going great with the writing group. It's really something. It has this like there's just a feel to it when you're there. I don't know. The Simplicity Circle is struggling, but we had three attendees and we had a great conversation, so we're going to do it again next month.
It's a lot.
It's in the
I
middle of
need a
winter.
permanent.
Yeah.
Like I would call you.
How many are in the writing group? There's like seven of us total, really, and it varies between four and seven each time.
Yeah, that's right. So three's not that off.
Not that off, no. The winter sewing workshop, right now we have eight people plus me signed up for Saturday, and any of you who would like to come, we have space.
He really wants to. Okay.
We've made about $100 through the seed fundraiser so far, and
Great.
we'll probably make some more. It's an easy one. It's
Cool.
nothing. So,
Yeah.
23 people made Valentine's at the library. Summer reading, I've started planning it. It's going to be June 22nd through August 20th, and we've already got a 3 date set for events. Four Winds Nature Center is going to do a special outdoor story time on July 7th. The Festival on the Green is going to happen again this year, and we'll do the Adopt Stuffy event on, that'll be July 11th. And then the end of summer party will just be on August 22nd.
I'm coming home from vacation on the 11th.
Oh, well, I don't know
They might
we can change it up. It doesn't have to be the
just have
same.
like a, I don't know, what the starting to be
Oh,
there. I guess fine.
and even somebody else could do that. They don't have to
Totally.
be.
Totally.
I don't think the kids will care too much.
Probably trying to get that tech to like
That's true.
be perfect.
The theme this year is Unearth a Story. So there's a focus on dinosaurs, paleontology, and archaeology. And then the last thing is yesterday, Harry Falconer, who works on contracts with the town, he's as their energy coordinator. He stopped by. He's talking with lots of different libraries about how if they have a way to apply for that big HUD grant that has been talked about that we've just rehashed and rehashed. And I sat with him and Ryan Hawk, and we just talked for a couple of hours,
Nice.
really, and toured the downstairs. And he's pretty sure that anything we could possibly come up with would be a stretch for the minimum of $50,000 that you get from that grant. And that even if we did come up with an amount more than that, it likely wouldn't be very competitive given that they're focused on critical needs and we have such a great building, like maybe the best built library in the state. I wouldn't doubt
Thank
it. So, but the things we were talking about really were downstairs having backup heat, which is ironic because the town took out the backup heat system when they installed the heat pump. And now the heat pump struggles when it's really cold. And yeah, and so, I was working in here in a coat for a while. But we have no other heat
Did you
source.
buy a space heater?
I have one at home. I might bring it, if I need it, I'll bring it. But, yeah. But there's that. We could put in a backup heat source. If that was done at the same time, we could try to reclaim the basement space by having the duct work. We've got everything kind of changed so that it's more usable. Of course, the extension we talked about, but I've never really myself been very clear about how that extension would help us because we're not going to be storing books out there. We couldn't have programming out there. It would just be an enclosed ramp into the library, which, could function as a mudroom, I guess, but other than that, I don't know. But anyway, If we're wanting to work on ADA compliance, like with the bathroom or the ramp, we might could get some other funding through. Well, he sent the next page is an email from him. So the Vermont Community Development Program or the AARP Community College Flagship Grant. So Vermont Community Development, it has a 10% match requirement. That's not very much, so that's not bad. So there, those are possibilities. Though that one, is that one the one that's due? One of them is due. AARP is due really soon. So, but the Arts Council grant is due May 15th, and that's the one he thinks we could use. If we wanted to, you know, we could maybe even use it for backup heat or something, but the problem with it is it's a 50% match. So, like, you have to have, they'll match you one for one, basically. And it's going to be hard to get people to donate for something like a heating system or a ramp or whatever, anything. The one thing that I would really like in here is lighting right there above the stacks, because it's hard to read when you're in. It's rough. So either, I mean, literally, if we put a lamp up there that, you know, reached over, that would work if we had, but if, you know, we don't have a way to wire it, so it'd have to be like some sort of battery operated thing.
They have done with like,
sure, they have
like you just plug the light bulbs in there, right?
So, but anyway, that is where we stand with HUD. It's, you know, it's coming up, but it's really, we really think we don't have much of a shot.
I mean,
Not
I think we kind of.
surprising. Oh, and one last thing. So last month we had to redo that patron behavior policy because I had it there that you couldn't bring a gun into the library, and that is untrue. You can't bring a gun into the library because it is a municipal library, and we cannot make a law. We can't make a rule that says you can't. So I've changed it, and everyone. So I still need your signature and yours, and that'll be it. But it now it says, in accordance with, you know, any individual who carries any weapon, including a firearm, with the intent or avowed purpose of injuring or intimidating another person, will be immediately reported to law enforcement and banned from the premises. So,
That is,
and possession of dangerous or deadly weapons, excluding firearms, is prohibited. I
in a weird place.
know, it is odd, but anyway. So, you guys can sign.
Are you allowed to bring guns into schools?
No. No, I got it.
That's nice.
Right, something that's yay.
Till they decide the teachers need to have them, right?
Right. I guess so. It's
Not it.
Thank you. Public comment, member of the public, volunteer extraordinaire.
Stage my admiration for your stint at the wheel and all the 200 people behind me. I think I will actually like myself.
Thanks, guys. Okay. New business. Man, for your 50s and nominations of Tommy. Okay, so Dean Gish is going to come aboard, which is so fantastic. So whose term is up? Who knows when their term is up?
I think that I'm up next.
I think you're up.
But I think mine's up next year too. We have 3-year terms. Penny and I were at the same, but we came in partway through turns.
Somebody took on a new one, and somebody took on a.
Yeah.
I took on a new. Oh, of you guys, yeah.
Yeah, in our year.
Is it a two or three?
Three.
Three.
I was appointed, and then the following year I was elected. So I think, like,
so
even though I'm
gone
short
through an election.
Yeah.
So you're a 4 year because you took on the.
Yeah, but I think because I was appointed, I can't be elected again because, like, I've done a term.
Right.
Yeah, you finished.
Yeah.
So,
this year, they have, that's a rule that you can only
I think
do
you
it
have a year after that. We came on at the same time.
You just changed the policy.
Yeah, so two Baxter trustees are due. So
this year?
This year? Yeah. So we will.
Who else is?
Wait, so it's so you, Finny, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, she said next year.
I thought next year.
Next year? So who is it?
It's this year. Wow. That went fast.
Do you think that, so you've
I was
done...
elected last year too.
I wasn't elected.
I thought I was the only one last year.
Have you been elected at all?
Were you elected?
Yeah,
elected
yeah.
Because
okay. I came out in March and.
Maybe it was 2 years ago.
Was Elliot born? Now it's going to be B.
Was I
so that? So you were pregnant when I was brought on?
Yes. I was not pregnant at town meeting. No.
I was brought in right before town meeting.
Yeah, but
I didn't even
town
know.
Meeting is when you officially get
right.
It. Yeah.
It doesn't.
I know. It really doesn't.
Not 20 years. I'll see a former student. I have no idea how long they've been in or out of school or
something happened on Monday and I remembered it on Wednesday and it felt like it'd been weeks. What's wrong? No.
Yeah. I thought that I was up.
Where did we get that information?
I'm looking at
I
the town
my
meetings.
Binder. Would it be in my binder?
Did you put it in your binder?
I thought it was honest.
Okay, so Finny, I have in the email, Karen found you January 2024, so you must have come on.
I'm looking at the town annual meeting minutes for 2024. Finny was elected.
Which would make sense.
So that
Karen
means
brought
next
her on.
Year is my.
Yes. So you were right.
Thanks.
This is March 2024. And then Rebecca, you were the same year, 2024.
You were
so,
right. Also.
But I was appointed that year.
Okay.
So then she's in 2028. Then she were elected in 2025 and you're done in 2028.
Yeah, I was elected in 20. We were both elected.
Oh, really? Okay.
First of the year.
Excellent.
So it's one of you guys. That's what it is. It must be one of you two that was finishing out.
You are finishing out Karen.
Yeah.
Karen's you're finishing term. Karen's term. Okay.
Yes, because Maureen was elected.
Okay.
Right.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
All right. So we need to. I will be at town meeting, so I can see if everyone can do this, but it's going to be.
Can you? If you're not on the board anymore?
It can be
amendment.
Yeah.
And there we go. Okay. Do you want to be
yeah. It's gonna happen.
We sure. Need you, please.
Like
please.
If you have to go to town meeting, you can't say no. So
although I don't have a term, but I've always thought I should have a self-imposed term because otherwise I've become one of those people that can't be got rid of. So, which I joined at the beginning of 2024. So I think that would make it early next year for me.
So you
well.
And yeah, no,
yeah.
That would make
yeah.
Sense. Yes, but you can do two terms.
You have it's
the reason we can't is because yeah. It was weird. Well, no, you can because you were like you could do another if you wanted to.
Yeah. 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Neil took his first steps during the library Zoom meeting.
Remember.
I was like, oh my god, my baby's walking. And I don't know, I don't think baby knows.
That's amazing.
And now look at him. So, finish the appeal. Thank yous. Okay, we just need to finish.
Those are
writing these.
That's what I'm grabbing right here.
If
yeah.
You want to divide it on, if you gotta take it.
You don't mind doing it. Do you mind doing them? You don't. Okay.
Yeah. Amazing. I just put a little. Actually, maybe we should finish dealing with the cleaning thing. We'll try to use business. I'm just trying to think of what.
Is that the list?
Oh, is that? Yeah. So it's in between.
I'm putting interested in joining the board and interested in re-upping, just so that it's not like we're saying, because the town has to approve it.
Or we can say, like, we plan to nominate at
okay.
town meeting,
okay.
D-ish.
Okay.
Yeah, all we need at town meeting is for someone to second me.
I'll be there, so...
Okay.
So wait, can we just rewind? I want to write it down so we and so Maureen is can start a second term in March 2028 if she chooses.
Correct. I believe. 3 years.
Yes.
All the penny promises.
Let's see. Okay, so others. Oh, I know what it is. Okay, so I'm still. You think I did a great job, except that there is a major thing that I've been supposed to be doing for
oh,
the
that's,
last
yeah.
4 years and it hasn't happened yet, which is fixing our socks. So what I would propose is that. I will come as a member of the public to the meeting in March when your new board convenes, and you can appoint me as a single person committee to fix that thing. Okay. And then presumably I'll fix it. And then I have like, I think that somewhere is all the stuff like we have this investment policy statement that I wrote, and like it's all sort of mapped out. It's just doing the unpleasant bits with like dealing with Vanguard and the town and stuff to make all these transfers happen. So anyway, I've already started it. I will just see it through, and so you'll need to do that, I think.
So I just said you're going to come to the March meeting with plan to sort of reconcile the stock data and make it up to date.
I can present my plan.
Okay.
I can present the plan, and then you guys can. That makes sense. I'll present the plan, and then you can choose to appoint me as a single person committee. And because I don't need to be a member of the board in order to be a committee, right?
No,
I can just be a random person.
Do you know, like, in order to set up an account, do you need like the charter for the like documentation of
I have that. Like I have the original trust document.
Great.
And then we have our town agreement, and so those two things. So I support. Yeah, it's just like sort of a headache locating these things because they're really, really old,
mm-hmm.
and they're like being they're held at different banks, and it's just okay. So there's that, and then the other thing is that I would suggest after town meeting as well. Give Deb like a little bit of time to breathe after town meeting, and then I would try to get her and Lucy to come in and meet with you guys and just go through this budget and make sure that it's all really, really clear, especially because you're gonna have a new trustee. He is like a bookkeeper by trade, and so that's pretty amazing. And so she is probably gonna like she's gonna wanna know what is going on with So yeah. It'd be good to have Deb and Lucy come over to the bench. We'll just talk
about it. It took, like, you understand it now, the budget, but it took us, like,
it
a long
a
time
to figure. I don't know, maybe just someone not used to looking at budgets, but someone, and you know, you might need that at some point. Or not. I think that we did redo some of these categories to
we
make
did.
It this year.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, that can be another topic thing.
What's the process for determining the new chair? Is it purely just internal? So it's not the town doesn't need it.
Yeah. It's supposed to be rotating.
We're an independent jurisdiction. Like we're independent of the town.
We're sort of half and half. I mean, it's
really
a funny
really
kind of thing. I'm not quite seeing that.
It's a situationship, is what it is.
It's part of the intermediary that you're actually getting the
who's asking? I'm municipal library, obviously.
Yeah. So let's see. Okay, so the next thing though was I put this here. I don't know, we could have talked about this at Mary's first, but trying to get the middle school kids into this library. They don't have a library at this middle school. And
there's
a stone's throw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's even like for them, if they started coming in middle school, then they would continue. You know what I mean? And, they can walk. Like, yeah. So I was thinking about having the
library. Okay,
but,
you're welcome to.
But I
you
would,
probably know
no,
another
but I would no, I would rather it comes in. I think it should be a part of their curriculum, part of their time. They just come in here, and I don't care what
they
want
a week.
They
don't have a library at all.
There's no library. Do they do the? There's not like a dedicated library.
Right. I mean, some
like
of
this.
The. Some of the teachers will have their own books, you know.
Yeah,
classroom,
yeah,
classroom libraries. But there's
even
no library.
Different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they do the same specials blocks as the high school? At the high school, they do the pottery for 8 weeks, and they sign up for different things.
Yeah, I think that.
So could we offer? Could we like have a
library
to do like a library science 8 week?
That would be
block
a,
and somebody
that
teach
yeah,
that and they,
yeah,
they
I mean,
walk over here
as long as they're not looking for me to teach it. Yeah, like I don't know what I would.
I mean, the problem is
I don't
is
want
that,
to sign myself up for more work, you know, but I'll think about
could
it
we team
fun.
Up?
Yeah,
as a,
well, because I'm not, I don't work on Mondays and Fridays anymore, and I can bring a baby here to teach a class.
Right.
Many
that
of the middle schoolers would love
that. Such a fun thing to like if you guys want to think about this summer and
I mean, we have
to Andrew. Like, I think that that would just be so nice to get them in here.
Like, reach out. I have friends that obviously went to librarian school, and I have friends that went to librarian school and become library teachers.
No, but the problem, what I was thinking is if you're teaching library science. High school, you know, how are they going to want to talk about, you know, let's talk about things like patron privacy or, you know, I mean, it's nitty gritty crap in library school for the most part.
I think you're,
but,
you're making up an experience for that. Like, so it would be like, hey, today we're going to learn how to, or this is going to focus on how to alphabetize or like how to pick research or, you know, like,
I think like more library skills, less library science.
And right. And the library skills have changed so
much.
It's there. It takes,
it there's really almost no skill involved because the computer is doing it for you. Here are the keywords that I'm interested in. Oh, well, here are all the books. And as long as you know where to find them, what comes up on the computer, then there you go.
But do they know?
Yeah. So maybe it's some really introductory stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, but I think maybe like information literacy in general is an element of it.
That's huge. Yeah.
Like, how do you find good sources?
Yes.
How do you identify reputable, what's
reputable?
But this particular library doesn't have an awful lot of, we don't have reference books, and we don't have a really robust nonfiction collection.
True, but they use the computer for that, and we can teach them how to utilize the computer for that. And also,
they can bring their own.
I think actually that's the thing. I think it's just getting them into the building.
Getting them into the building.
So even if they just came in here to play games. Could it be a book club?
If it's information literacy, they're not going to want to come back. Like if it's a boring class and you're in here to figure out how to research,
I think
I'm offended.
I'm just saying I wouldn't, you know.
But is it they all have to? So the way it is they rotate through different classes. So they're required to sign up for something, and it could be like a group of four kids.
Okay.
Signs up for this. It's not the whole.
So we're not talking like 30 kids.
No,
okay.
No. You're talking like whatever.
Three to six.
Yeah, and they could like help
and it's gonna be kids that are like.
Actually, that was what they chose.
They signed up for it.
Okay.
So we could offer it. Build that relationship, right? And like maybe it becomes more.
Maybe you catch that's the case, then, you know, we could sit around the kids and like, well, brainstorm, what would make the library work better for your friends?
Exactly.
And how can we make that happen? And how can you help make that happen?
Yeah.
And
how do we keep public, like, what is the importance of a public library politically? Like, what are the social justice elements that the library can share? Mm-hmm. What are, you know, what's the social work?
Okay. I will chat.
Really want to see the schools in this space.
Yeah. And let them know they can come in anytime and talk to me. Anybody.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Because we can come up with some
kids. Yeah. Cool. You're open.
I'm open.
You're really open to it.
Yes.
I'm always
be stimulate outside of the classroom. Mm-hmm. That's like, understand. Mm-hmm. We'll throw a beanbag in the corner. Come on over.
We haven't talked about fundraising. I don't know. I just want to do a fundraiser.
Well, we should talk about what's coming up. We should really be organized
coming up
spring.
In May.
Yeah. Do we want to like
pick a date?
Yeah. Or wait until it's dead? Do we want to like come up with a preferred date and make sure it's okay with her?
Is that spring one, the one in May? Is that the
Or, is that already?
Did I say Deb?
I'm already going to eat Is that the next, bacon bake?
Yeah. It would be worth sending a dedicated email to Miriam and Mary. Let's see if they do want to do their chili thing. Mary just had her knee replaced, her hip replaced, so she, she's like, you want to sit on an athlete that she's probably going to be.
I saw her yesterday, and she was like on a beam.
They get them up. They get them up day two. They're up and moving, and it she should be really functional by the week two.
There's no reason she can't make like 6 crock pots of chili.
Obviously,
in the library.
We're asking for that to be a chair of the committee, right?
Yeah, that's Miriam. Just say
circling back to this.
So we're checking. Someone's going to check with Marian. Marian, MARIAN.
Yes.
What's the volunteer's name that did the bake sale at the co-op? Susan, she mentioned to me at the tea that she was thinking of doing another one.
So, oh, great.
We also got a spot for this year at some point at the rest.
And so we have two more. We have July 4th. Mine's Sandy.
But we could ask for donations and eliminate 86.
Yeah, it was just so
I
soon
would be
after
happy to.
Christmas.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, I think too. So I'm just pointing that out.
It's
this time,
July,
we can
spend,
right?
Oh,
isn't
July,
that July 4th is our next one? July,
you know, in the past, was it you that was also able to get a donation from the co-op of a gift card? Who got that gift card?
Yeah. We were gonna and King Arthur, you were soliciting.
Yeah, so like we could potentially not only solicit for cookie donations, but like also funding to buy the cookies again. So that's like another.
Or we ended up raffling that off.
We
right?
did.
That was kind of.
How much did it make? You know.
It was, we got like, that was at the craft fair, the winter
yeah.
craft fair.
Everyone.
I think we made a decent amount of money then. I think it was like $1,500 or something at that big sale.
It was to the co-op, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just like $100 gift card. Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that's groceries. If you spend $50 on a bunch of groceries. And
whatever
the raffle ticket.
How did that come about? Did we just employ them?
I assigned people to have
different places.
And Bill was the only person that solicited the business he was assigned to.
Yeah.
Wow. So we know who does the homework.
We know who to tell to do things. But it was an idea to sort of relieve the baking duties because we've been doing.
I was sent home from school today with 27 brown bananas.
Oh, so your famous banana bread is returning tomorrow or next week?
I peel them and put them in groups of 9 so I can make a triple batch at a time and throw them in my freezer so that.
That's better than me. I just throw them in my freezer.
I used to do that, but when I started getting bags of really bad banana, I mean, it's like different to throw one in there. It's a whole other thing when you're getting a bag of brown, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I gotta work smart.
And everyone in your house likes bananas?
No, it's all brown bananas. I'm good. They're in the freezer to make banana bread.
No, but they like the banana bread.
Oh, yeah. In fact, Maddie, when she was, after she got the recipe, she said she was making it once a week.
Oh, boy.
I would make a bulk batch and send them with Tommy when he would come home from school. And apparently, it's not safe in the freezer. He keeps some out and puts some in the freezer. And he likes them. He and his roommates like them frozen. So they would eat them frozen, too. So, yeah, it's a super simple recipe. And I put chocolate chips in them. So
super
any support in a storm when you're a college boy hungry.
There was an email.
They have a really good donation policy.
Yeah.
The co-op.
You also needed that. It was red kind. Big box of
Emma did her homework meat. Too.
Yeah. And
was she assigned Red Kite though? Or
I think so.
Okay, because you made it sound like other people maybe have gone rogue, but
no, we had
it. Anyway, she's so nice, like the woman who owns that shop. She's lovely. Yeah. I think I emailed I'm just trying to see.
That'd be a good thing to keep in mind because we could do like a Valentine.
On hobbies, I think. But
yeah, we had big ideas.
So I am super obnoxious and I have no problem asking some. I can't ask for anything for myself, but I can ask for things for other people. I can hawk raffle tickets. I really have no shame when it comes to stuff like that. So I'm happy if you give me an assignment, I will follow through.
That's good. Because so I'm full of good intentions and no follow through.
Yeah.
So
me too.
Yeah. I don't mind. I would never ask anyone to just Well, no, and you actually, we're in a different place in our lives right now. Right now, you're following through. You kept him alive all this time. Okay? Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of follow through going on, but we must prioritize. Okay? I'm sorry. It's true. Give yourself a break.
Well, this was before he invited, so.
Well, I don't know anything about that. My time came after, so, or while you were working on it. So
we
I'm just judging what I see.
We could pre-plan for Plant Bacon Book, and do we want to have a
week? Looking to sort of pencil a date in.
So
that's probably a good idea.
You said in the past we've done Mother's Day weekend. We've also done graduation weekend.
Last year was quieter.
It was raining.
It rained, and we were over at the church.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was earlier.
Yeah.
We tried to coordinate it with the graduation.
Yeah.
The law school graduation.
It says it right here, you guys.
When it's going to be next year? What?
No, like who's up?
When you're
coming.
So
okay.
Yeah, so it's so Marissa, it's you. Because Karen resigned from her term and it's from her next class. We were only having to turn her back to the vacant spot.
There you go.
So, so you and 27, yeah, thank you, Nicola.
Mm-hmm.
28, Rebecca is 28. Sorry, yeah, I mean, and the other thing is to figure out like, I don't know, where do you guys want to have the sale this year?
I think it's nice to have it at the library because people who don't usually come into the library get to see.
Totally.
Yeah.
Having the books outside is a real drive, right? And if there's weather, so there's that to consider. But there could, I mean, talking to people at Seven Stars, like they really do want to work with us. And, you know, so I think if we have enough advance notice, like reaching out to them and asking if they would like to do a joint fundraiser, if we can,
mm-hmm.
like if we can fold some of our, like if we can have our bake sale here and our book sale in Seven Stars using all their space, like that would be a lovely space.
A little bit ahead of time.
Like that would be a lovely space to stroll around and like spread out books and stuff.
Oh, I know that, but like feel comfortable calling and asking. And
I mean, I could ask Diane.
Well, I don't think she's on the board.
Oh, she's not on the board.
Yeah. So it would be.
I think that's a nice idea, just in case it rains, it's safe, and then we're not dealing with tents and tarps.
You know who's on the board is Victoria
Fullerton.
Fullerton. Oh. Yeah, who was, she came to tea, she's lovely.
I didn't know that she was on.
Yeah.
Well, at least I have a hard myself. This is family interesting, but
thank you, Will.
Nice to see you.
Nice
to speak with you. I see you all the time. I wave at every morning.
Thank you for everything, Em. But I will see you next time, won't I? Take the flowers back with you.
He's too nice.
See you next time.
You could talk to Victoria, Margaret Gilmore. Remember, she came here and was like,
libraries are so sweet. We never really did.
So I think. I mean, I don't know. That's just an idea. Like, talk to them before you guys set a date. And then, but I don't know how far in advance they book their scheduling stuff.
And just keep it open. Like, anytime you have those contacts.
We just looking up. So, yeah. Oh, I have. I can email Victoria because I
call
her weekly.
Yeah. Okay, great. So email her, and you can include Margaret Gilmore on there too.
Should we come up with preferable dates, like
three choices, and would any of these states work for you for collaboration? Could we start with that so it's a little less wide open?
Yeah. And we could do the 10th and the 17th and the 23rd. It has to be a Saturday.
There's nothing happening library wise, so
yeah. So Mother's Day is on the 10th. Of that has any impact. So it's graduation.
And we thought that was going to work to our advantage, but I don't think it did.
Yeah. I think the weather being bad really was the thing. Because I think if the weather was nice, and also parking over there is not great, whereas we have a little more option here.
Well, I think the point was when it's graduation, they drive by and they stop because there's
so much traffic. And that's part of why I love having books outside is it advertises it.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
You know, we put up those tents and people know it's coming.
Yeah. And it's true. I think we could do that, but not all of them. We can have a tent of books and say more inside. Yeah. And then you're not doing the whole thing.
And Carol Bando just gifted us a pop-up tent.
So graduation is on the 16th.
Okay.
So
can someone make a note of that to
so
write
the weekend?
I think we're here for that donation.
I'll just write it right now. Mother's Day.
Yes.
And so in the weekend before, it's the weekend in between Mother's Day and Memorial Day.
So like we're selling plants, a lot of starters. When do people do their gardening? Usually it's like after Mother's Day. Mother's Day seems early this year.
It's like you don't plant
Memorial Day. You don't have things in the ground. So I feel like the 16th is
might be a smarter choice.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to, people might buy their mother a plant.
Buying stuff on the 9th, and then you've got to keep it alive for like 3-4 weeks before you can put it in the ground. Bump it back a week.
And are we opposed to Sundays? We did the cookie thing on Sunday this year. So are we avoiding Sundays just in general?
No, it's just always traditionally been a Saturday, I think, for decades, maybe, I don't know, a long time.
All the signs say the Saturday.
Oh, that's true.
So we can't possibly.
Yes, we're avoiding Saturday on Sundays. It's Saturday or bust.
Yeah, even the banner, the printed out banner says Saturday.
Good noticing. It's a good thing to take note of.
So first choice would be the 16th. Mm-hmm. Second choice would be the 23rd.
That's Memorial Day weekend.
It is, not the 30th?
Yeah. Memorial Day is early this year. It's the 23rd.
Look at that.
So I say no to the 23rd.
Okay. So
second
choice would be the 30th?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
we used to do it the first Saturday in June. So this is still earlier than what was originally.
16th or 30th. That sounds good.
You don't want to do a third option. We'll say.
If
those two don't work, then we can offer up.
You have the power. I know the first time you made noise, Will just kind of that's not a critter in your house.
Completely forgot who the event
there. Not a critter in your house.
Okay.
Yes, we just compare you to a raccoon. Sorry.
They're really cute.
They are
friendly. They had three of them.
Oh,
it's a little. I raised them and thought,
oh my
god. Went right around on my dog's back. I'd go for walks and they'd follow them. They'd pop and hunt a fish and pick theirs.
No, I just raised them and sent them off to the wild.
Wow. I'm glad you taught them to fish.
Crayfish. I built ponds down in the river and put the pad around them, and the crayfish would bite their hands and they'd flick them and go catch them. They're so cute. It was the summer between 8th and 9th grade. Oscar, can you just say Tom? And Tom.
Does Tom know you had a
raccoon named Tom?
I think that should come up in conversation. Benny's always loved that name.
I wish known there was going to be a Tom in my life.
This one's also a little bit of a rascal, just so you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do know.
So next month's meeting, is it scheduled for Thursday? Or can you change that to a different day at this meeting?
Well, do you have stamps, Shannon?
Yes.
I do.
You have her address or do you need it?
I don't.
Can you change it forever?
I could probably find it for you.
Yeah. Oh, forever. We don't want to do Thursdays anymore. Is that
what you're Thursdays is incredibly difficult for me. So if we can do a different day of the week, that would be a different day other than Tuesday. Tuesdays and Thursdays are very hard.
Okay. Yes,
I'm not.
Not
Friday.
Yeah,
Wednesday sounds Friday
night. I'm fine for whatever. I'll put that in the notes.
3399 Beaver Meadow.
And I think technically at our next meeting is when we're supposed to set the regular for the next year. But if we want to decide now, so like
we want to shift to Thursday. I want the book club, the Sharon Book Club, likes to meet on the third Wednesday, and sometimes they use and evenings.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's no second Wednesday.
Are you here on Wednesdays?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the one thing that it changes not being on a Thursday, like for me, is that this meeting starts an hour before I close. So I would be here being paid for this hour, this first hour of the meeting anyway. So then it'll just be like I'm being paid for the meeting on Wednesdays. Yeah. But that's fine. I just wanted to put that out there.
I don't have an issue with that.
Is there a legal problem with
that? No, I just wanted to mention this.
We need to hear March 11th instead of March 19th.
I wrote all
I won't be here. Then. I won't be here.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. I should pick Elliot up on Thursdays and then it's just.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Yeah. I'll probably come like at the end. I'll forward you
the.
I think it might be in the binder somewhere. Because I can't remember if we all signed it originally or what.
Oh, did you bring your binder to
I brought a different library to So
next. The next meeting is going to be when? It's
March 11th.
March 11th. Okay.
I'm going to change that. It's in my Google calendar.
Yeah, that's changing.
Then I'll actually show up.
To make sure that we can do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot. Yeah. You can't stare away or any board member either way. Hopefully, that she's on her last day of work was today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I gave her a scare. She was coming down. No, I was going down. She was coming up, and I was going kind of fast in the mud.
Oh, that's always
interesting.
I went and stopped and got my mail yesterday, and Margaret came jogging up because she likes to run during her planning period right
yeah.
before the end of the day. So we had a little chat. Paige went to school with Margaret.
Right. What year is she? She the same year as Chris?
Chris.
Yeah. Do we have a task list? I'm gonna email Marion and Marianne.
I'm gonna talk to Andrew.
And I'm gonna email Victoria about that bacon book. Is
right.
that all of the tasks we talked about?
Victoria and Margaret.
And some
yeah.
sent me oh yeah, Victoria and Margaret from the they're
seven
of seven
stars to see about
Emma is gonna work until the March.
Awesome. Too. I don't know if I have thoughts. I mean, we could ask Mary for it though, because I think he's so
well. I mean, I imagine that they are not going to be able to answer me. So if
right.
I do that, they're going to present it at a board meeting and then get back to me. So I don't think I need to email everybody, right?
That was
just
agreed.
Email the basic ask and they'll
yeah
discuss it.
Yeah, that's okay.
And I can email Doug and we'll see. Just
maybe we won't be able to do that.
Exactly.
See about April because right. I'll be yeah, they're like close to a meeting. It's probably
okay. Are we done?
Yeah.
Should we motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
Seconded.
Great.
We can end the recording.
Okay. Well, thank you for all the things, you guys. It's all really
FYI. November 2026, the second.